Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, drug use, indecent exposure, physical violence, drunk passengers sound familiar on Irish trains. What have you witnessed? Well, because of this, Irish Rail's increasing security patrols. And Jane Cregan, who's the company spokesperson for Air North Éireann, is with us here on Lunchtime Live. Jane, how many complaints have you received, first of all?
So through the tech system, we received 1,150 complaints last year, or alerts of instances of antisocial behaviour. You know, while one is one too many, I would just preface it to say that we had 55 million passenger journeys last year. So the vast majority of journeys on our services pass off without any incident. But obviously, any incident is one too many.
Or is that a reflection that maybe there's only 1,100 who actually went to the bother of sending an alert?
Well, I suppose we're never going to know that, but and we would encourage anyone who witnesses or is victim of any sort of antisocial behaviour to report it to ourselves, you know, because it helps us when we're allocating resources to see if there are particular hotspots.
So when you talk about increasing security patrols, what exactly does that mean?
So the National Transport Authority have funded us to increase the number of roving security patrols that we have across our network and at our stations. Your listeners will be familiar with them. You know, they're dressed in black and they're our security contractor and provides people for us who travel on trains and also are at stations. And we have a system where we can alert if there's something happening. We can get a team to that area as fast as possible.
It's often difficult though, isn't it? You know, I mean, I've witnessed, you know, between drunk behaviour and verbal abuse. I mean, thankfully now I haven't witnessed physical violence on any of the trains. But I mean, I would imagine it's quite difficult to pull out your phone out of your bag or out of your pocket when this is happening in front of you, this brawl, and start texting to an alert system.
Well, I suppose it is a discreet way of doing it rather than having to interact with the people. And on intercity services, we do have onboard customer service officers, and you know, they are going up and down the train throughout their journey. So you can alert them also to the issue if you're on an intercity service. For Darton commuter, that's not the case because we don't have people on board those. But, you know, there's very short spaces between stations as well. So you can alert people at stations, or you could move to another carriage. If this happens, you could text from the other carriage.
Yeah. So, I mean, nobody expects to see, you know, security in every single carriage and every train across the country. But will it become a little bit more similar to the visibility that we see in the Lewis?
Well, we have strengthened our patrols, and you're right. I mean, it's not practical or necessary that you would have one on every single carriage. But, you know, we are targeting particular services, particular days, events, things that, you know, we know can cause antisocial behaviour. For example, during the summer on the Dart line, you'd have a lot of people travelling, you know, who may have alcohol on board or bringing alcohol with them. And, you know, we will focus our patrols on those, and also for events and match days and things like that as well. You know, we will have greater strength, but we also have really close relationships with An Garda Síochána. We often have joint patrols on board services and at stations, and also we have rapid response hubs right around the country. So my colleagues, if there is an incident kicking off, they can contact those local stations and they will get a very good response.
Would it not make more sense to have the patrols actually stationed at the train station so you can prevent, you know, something like this even potentially kicking off in the first instance?
I suppose the thing is, you don't know. Some people might get on and they're completely peaceful, and something could happen on board that could cause them to kick off. And, you know, also we have, it's antisocial behaviour, but it's at the lower scale, but it's still very irritating. It's people who don't have the manners to put in earphones when they're watching something or listening to something. And that causes a lot of distress for people as well, you know.
Yeah, so we'll get to some of those texts in a moment. 1800 453 106, the number. We want to hear your experiences on Irish trains. Just before I get to listeners, Jane, like, it isn't, I suppose, it's not a transport police, but is it now closer to it?
No, it's not a transport police. So, you know, these are private security personnel that we contract in. And then obviously we do have great support from Garda Síochána as well.
Monica's on the line, Jane. Monica, what's your experience on Irish trains?
Yeah, well, I frequently travel from, take the Westport to Dublin train, which is to Houston station. So you're talking about a 3-hour trip, really, you know. And I've seen, well, smoking weed was one. You can smell it and you'd be high as a kite getting into Houston yourself, you know. I mean, it was just, I don't know, there's nobody. Now, in all the times that I've been on that train, I've never seen any security or anybody that you could actually talk to about it, you know. Now, sometimes you get a ticket checker getting on at that loan, but generally speaking, now, you wouldn't see anybody. So, and 3 times out of 4, usually your seat is gone. You've booked in advance, you've done everything right, get on the train and there's somebody in your seat. So you can either say, sorry, that's my seat, which I've been lucky now. They didn't really argue with me, but sometimes they do and they won't move. They have their earphones in, and so they just ignore you. That has happened to me now.
Pretending they're asleep, Monica.
Well, yeah, just pretending they're doing whatever they're doing, listening to music or whatever. Now, that has happened to me. So I walk away and say, well, what do I do? You know, I mean, that is not fair, really. And there's nobody that you can actually talk to about it. You know, you don't see anybody, you know. And by the time you get to Athlone, it's too late. You've found the seat by then, you know.
And would you, when you witness people, you know, smoking weed in the carriages, would you ever take out your phone and text this alert system to report it?
Well, I tell you when it happened, it was when I was actually getting off. I got off at Athlone on one occasion, and there was a guy standing outside the toilet. So he wasn't actually in the carriage, but like it was wafting down into the carriages. So, no, I didn't. I actually didn't. Now, and you get quite a few personnel at the Athlone station now. You could probably. Sometimes you just don't be in humour for confrontation.
Oh, sure, I know. I know. You don't know what kind of response you're, you know, that you're going to get either if you do actually speak to somebody about whatever it is they're doing, you know.
Nine times out of 10, you're getting on the train and saying, I hope there's nobody sitting in the seat.
I know, yeah. You just want a bit of a quiet time.
What about you,
Anne? What have you experienced?
Well, actually, when your researcher called me, I remembered one, and now I remember two. The first one, I was with my late partner, who was actually on chemotherapy treatment at the time, and we'd taken a day out in Dunleary. And we were on our way home, and we decided we'd go home a little bit earlier. We didn't want, you know, crowds, because it was in the middle of the week. And we got on the train at Dunleary, it was fine, everything was grand. We had free pass, so it was fine. And then about 2 stops later... Now, first of all, I don't know how all these lads were able to get onto the train, but there was about 4 or 5 of them. Now, when I say lads, they were in their early 20s. They weren't very young teenagers. Mm. They had cans of cider with them, and their main leader, Lula, had a bottle of Jack Daniels. And they got on the carriage in the dark, and they just walked up and down. They didn't sit down, and basically verbally abused everybody, whether they were a coloured person, and verbally abusing women if they were overweight. Just wanted a reaction. But thankfully nobody, although my partner was human, and I knew if he hadn't, you know, it was just the fact that he wasn't in great, you know, great health. I was terrified he was going to open his mouth and say something, you know. But he didn't. But they got off about 3 stops later. And the other incident was, I live in Lucan, so a friend was going up to Adamstown, and I was trying to get a train to Carlow. And she says, I'll drop you up to Adamstown. You can get the train from Adamstown to Houston, and you'll get your train in Houston. I said, yeah, that's great, that's fine. Got on the train, and it wasn't moving. And I was kind of sitting there for 10 or 15 minutes. And then I said to the woman beside me, what's the story here? Are they waiting for somebody to delay? Or she says, no, there's guards on the train now. She meant guards, not guardy, but guards from
like security,
There was 2 people shooting up in one of the toilets. So they were waiting for the guards from Lucan to come. And I was saying, oh my God, I missed my train. I ended up getting the last train.
Because of it.
But he eventually got off anyway, because he actually had an ankle thing on and he shouldn't have been out of the vicinity. And he knew if the guards came, he'd be back inside. So he got off and got the next train.
I take it you'd be happy to see increased patrol so then on Irish trains, you would.
Be a guard on the train a lot of the time, like just a fella, even a ticket thing, but there's nothing on the dirt. you know, and that's you're kind of at the mercy okay. of somebody. In
and
corner,
funny,
you know?
Funny you say that. Text says, I have a friend who's afraid to go home through Kilbarrack Station alone or after dark at night because of bad behaviour that she's witnessed. She knows that it often takes place there and she's now afraid to use that station as a result, says this texter. Darren is on the line. Darren, the details today of increased security patrols on Irish trains, a good move?
Yeah, I think presence is key. I think if there were more security, or even if there was more of a security presence on the trains going to and from Dublin, it would have a positive effect on any sort of antisocial behaviour. Similar to one of your previous listeners there, like you could get on the train and there could be a bang of cannabis in the carriage and it can be unpleasant. You know, not everyone is okay with that. Or there could be loud, obnoxious behaviour from, not even just from teenagers, there could be people in their early 20s as well, just picking up, could be arguing, throwing abuse. I think even if there was a dispatch of one or two security walking up and down the train just to make their presence known, it would have a significant positive effect.
I love to see their presence, whether it's, you know, the Dart or Lewis or even a very odd time, you know, you might see when they do kind of a pilot programme, even on Dublin Bus, and I think it's warmly welcomed.
It is, definitely. And it makes passengers feel safer. You know, just seeing them there, it gives that element of security. Mm. It has a significant positive effect. And it would encourage people, you know, to use our public transport more, I think.
Yeah, listener here is texting to say, it actually happened one time that somebody would not get out of my seat that I had booked. So I stood in the doorway to stop it from closing, to prevent the door closing, and I waited until I was approached to try and tell the conductor that the person was in my seat and wouldn't get out of it. Lachlan Gallagher is with us. Lachlan's the chair of the Galway Commuters Coalition. Is it a welcome move, Lachlan? Does it go far enough to address the levels of antisocial behaviour?
It's a very welcome move, but no, to the second part of your question, that it doesn't go far enough. What we need is what the government has announced and toyed around with for a long time, which is a proper transport police. And something that's really lacking in a lot of this is consequence. You know, smoking cannabis is illegal. Smoking cigarettes in a public area is illegal, in an enclosed area. Intimidating people, harassing people is illegal. But if you're private security, all you can do is remove them from the train, maybe hand them over to the Gardaí if they're there, if they're free. What we need are powers of arrest. We need powers that the transport police can push through and actually charge people with these offences and then be very present across the network, not just on trains at stations, on the trains themselves, but on buses, at major transport hubs, on the Lewis, that sort of thing, so that it's consistent, it's clear, it's not haphazard operator-based, it's not private, it's a proper, you know, policing force. So if something goes wrong, the public can have confidence that they will have, you know, a proper response. And they, you know, anecdotally, I see antisocial behaviour all the time. Now, we're very lucky in Galway. Well, lucky in one way, unlucky in another, that our only service is intercity service. There will be a guard on the vast majority of our services. But, you know, not to out some workers maybe, but like oftentimes those guards will sit up in the cab at the other end of the train, or they'll sit up chatting to the driver or something.
And when you and say a guard, sorry, do you mean a member of an Garda Síochána?
No, my apologies. Sorry, I mean like a ticket inspector,
yeah,
a train guard.
Okay, yeah.
And their job now is to walk up and down and check tickets. Mm. But their job isn't to physically pull someone off a train if they're harassing someone, you know, and you can't expect that of them. It's not what they signed up
for. So it's an extension, really, to the traffic corps, which you're looking for?
No, there's legislation that's being talked about.
Yeah, for the transport police, basically. The members of the guards.
Yeah, transport police.
Yeah.
I my understanding is that they wouldn't be members of the guards. It'd be a separate thing, similar to the harbour police in Dunleary or the airport police in the airport. Yeah. You know, they still have powers, but they aren't.
Well, they can arrest people and detain them.
Exactly. And they've tight jurisdiction. So it says, you know, within, say, 500 metres of a train station or something, if someone's running away, maybe they can catch them. But they wouldn't be able to go out in the roads now and block people, that sort of thing. So limited powers. The power's all the same.
And
having private security, you know, on the Lewis, they're not bad, but they'll take you off and then they'll throw you out of the station and then that's about it. And those same lads will just get on the next service. So I think what we need is a bit of joined up thinking here and a bit of a cohesive approach across the entire transport network that says if you're, you know, behaving antisocially, if you're behaving in ways that are illegal, there are consequences and there's enough presence that over time people will internalize that and they'll stop acting up just because they can, you know, and you'll actually filter out a lot of the behaviour passively. And then actively, you might need to at the other end.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, it is definitely it's a plus to have increased security patrols on Irish trains. But I think ultimately, what the majority of people seem to want here from the text line today, people want to see some kind of transport police, in effect, on all modes of public transport across the country. Listener says air transport is a zero tolerance approach, which works. That same approach should be used across trains and public services. This listener tells me they're a weekly user of the train service from Tipperary to Dublin. I always find the conductors really helpful and courteous. I've never really noticed antisocial behaviour that was bad, but I can say the biggest problem in the train is people playing music, watching videos and no headphones. What annoys me the most, though, is that the conductors tend not to call this out unless it's in the quiet carriage at the very end. Keep your thoughts coming into us. What have you noticed on Irish trains and do we need more security? 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.